The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to March 1986.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower chimes ring another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show in which you match wits with University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have our regular rotating, alternating panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
A pleasure.
George is not rotating very quickly
today.
Being
here.
It's like the bells.
As always.
George talks slower and Ed gets closer.
I take my cue from the, how the chimes ring.
That's good.
Right.
That's
it did
good.
Sound like church today.
A little bit. A little bit there.
On George's right, from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Hello.
On Sarah's right, from the School of Education and Human Services and Wayne County Community College, Professor Wallace Peace.
Hi, Mom. Hi, folks.
And on Wallace's right, my left, from the Department of Political Science of Oakland University, Professor John Klemanski.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, John.
You didn't mention his Indiana Jones hat that
he has on.
No, it's George's.
It's a Michigan George hat.
Right. Formerly Texas George. Did you get this in Michigan or
Boston?
Texas?
No, I wear
10-gallon hats in Texas. Everyone knows that.
True.
I've never been there, but I've seen enough movies to know what it's like.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
Do you think our listeners know what the rotating, alternating panel means?
No.
Are we going to tell them?
Can you put it on the dashboard of your car?
Yes, would you like to explain to them?
I don't know what it means either.
Well, it means that we have so many people that want to be on this show.
And deserve.
Yes, that there isn't enough room for them in any one city.
They've made a lot of enemies, haven't they?
Right. And so, deserve to be on.
For those people who are dying to know whatever happened to Professor O'Neill and Professor Nichols, they are part of the other panel.
They're not in the power rotation, though, because we've done... This rotating panel has been here
because
for how many weeks now?
They're all tied up, as they say. Yes, they're all tied up. So our rotating panel has been stuck in a rut now for weeks.
I prefer a groove, not a rut.
A groove.
All right. Well, whatever.
Okay, well, thank you for that explanation.
Yes, eventually the others will appear.
Good.
That's what I'm
We're holding them in reserve.
Yes.
For when things get really bad.
Right.
In any event, most of the questions you're hearing are sent in by our listeners.
911.
If you stump the panel, you will receive an autographed photograph, a photographed autograph, and a bumper sticker. If you fail to stump the panel, you just get the photographed autograph and a bumper sticker.
What do you mean, just?
Well,
I think that's pretty good.
I guess so.
They're losers, after all.
Yeah, that's true. All right, panel. Our first set of questions is
from... the people in the picture or what?
That's not funny, George.
I was leaving it to interpretation.
Mark Archer of Detroit, Michigan, and we had just started his set last week.
Really? Had we answered any?
You'd answered the first eight, yes.
Oh. Where's this guy from?
Detroit.
Oh, I know some people in Detroit.
Oh, well, good for you. Oh. How about that?
I flew over it one time.
And these are on geography, remember, U.S. geography.
Oh, we're good on geography, aren't we? Okay. Weren't we?
Right, Ohio.
Yes, you were doing all right.
Akron.
All right.
Oh, that's right. That was bowling. No, that was a different...
No, that was the bowling. Yeah.
We're good on bowling.
All right. Excluding Alaska, which state has the lowest population density?
Wyoming. Would you exclude Alaska?
That's right. Wyoming is the answer.
Why would you do that?
How did you know that?
George gave me the hint. Oh. I thought he was going to say Wyoming.
Yeah. Why would you?
Why would you?
Oh, very clever. While Houston has recently become the fourth largest U.S. city, it is only ninth in standard metropolitan statistical area, whatever that means.
Yeah.
What eight cities are ahead of Houston in population of SMSA?
Well, New York City.
SMSA sounds like a perversion of
standard
metropolitan statistical area. Yeah.
Yes,
SMSA.
I know.
SMSA.
St. Petersburg, Florida.
No.
That's Florida City. That's the largest place in the world.
We're talking population.
Population.
Yeah. Metropolitan area.
Yeah, there's no Florida city.
Let's do New York, Los Angeles, Chicago,
there you got three right there. Philadelphia.
They got four right there.
Detroit.
They got five.
And Boston.
No.
And Los Angeles.
Okay, we said Los Angeles.
You got Los Angeles.
Okay.
One more, California.
San Francisco.
And now one on the East Coast that is not New York, Boston.
Baltimore?
It's near Baltimore.
Washington.
That's right.
Of course.
And finally, one in Texas.
Dallas.
That's right.
Big D,
Corpus
little
Christi.
A, double L A S.
Yes.
The land of J.R.
Shall we sing it?
So we got them.
You got them.
All right.
Which of the following cities was the only one to gain population between 1970 and 1980?
Lubbock.
Was it New Orleans, Seattle,
maybe
Atlanta,
maybe
Memphis, or Minneapolis?
Atlanta.
No.
Memphis.
That's Memphis.
Yes. I'm going to Memphis.
Why?
I don't know
why. Because they had a net gain of people.
Because he has the Memphis Blues again.
No, Clemence, oh. It's not that I didn't know.
I know why.
What he meant with the question.
I know why.
Yeah, what I was wondering.
You
want
to know
was,
why?
Yeah, why did they?
I know why.
All right.
It's people on their way to Texas ran out of money in Memphis.
And gas.
Oh, yes. That's what it was. And see, that's what I was interested in, Clemence.
You need a fact.
Oh, you wanted the in-depth analysis.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Okay. Okay. Today, the U.S. center of population is a quarter mile west of DeSoto, Missouri. Within 20 years, when was it 8 miles southwest of Cincinnati?
1950.
No. Long before.
Long ago. Long ago.
Yes.
Oh.
18.
Yes. Right 60. Century. That's a little early.
80.
Seven.
That's right.
1880.
1880.
Yes.
1880.
Mm-hmm. You got me in the ballpark and I slid right into the
spot. I'm very proud of you, Clemence.
That's right.
We wouldn't have gotten that one.
What is the oldest city in the United States?
St. Augustine.
That's right.
Florence.
If it's a city.
Well, yes. Whatever you call it.
Yes, because it's even older than Jamestown, which isn't even there anymore.
Which didn't get sewers until 1972.
Right. But
now
I still
they don't
know
need
if it's
them
a
because
city.
It's underwater.
Right. Right.
Jamestown, I know I was there.
Are any Atlantic coast cities located farther west than the Ohio-Pennsylvania border?
Atlantic coast cities?
Mm-hmm. Located farther west than the Ohio-Pennsylvania border.
I don't no. think so.
Probably one of those Florida ones, I would bet.
There's
you.
One in Florida.
Uh-huh.
That's right. And there's one in Georgia.
Key West.
No.
Farther west?
Augusta, it must be the one in Florida.
No,
I mean,
it's Savannah and Savannah. Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh. West?
Farther west in the Ohio, Pennsylvania.
You have to look at
that's not the eastern coast.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah,
Savannah's
on the coast.
Call that,
I know it's on the coast.
Yeah, and Jacksonville
it's hard
is
to picture it as west of...
Yeah.
Well, see, don't forget how far east
okay.
that border is and how the United States sort of curves westward as you go south.
Well, it's true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Okay.
I think it should be straightened out, though.
Well, I had Miss Mildred James for
well,
biology.
Well, it's on that globe. It's hard to get a
straight
line. Geography,
and she
really
taught
hard.
All of those things.
Did she? Mm-hmm. All right.
Alaska and Hawaii accepted.
Yes.
Why?
What is the only non-contiguous area of the U.S.?
The Virgin
territories
Islands.
And possessions don't count.
Oh, they don't.
I know what it is.
Yes.
It's northern Michigan, the
no,
Upper Peninsula.
But it's near. It's near.
It's non-contiguous.
Isle Royale.
No.
Something that is non-contiguous.
In the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in Michigan?
Nope.
Oh, that's right, because the Upper Peninsula connects with Wisconsin, doesn't it?
It's a state that's near Michigan.
Non-contiguous.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what that means, but anyway.
That means not touching, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is some island?
No, it's something called the Northwest Angle, which is the northwestern section of Minnesota.
But that is contiguous.
Well,
what?
Don't ask
that question.
Does that mean
wrong.
There's like there's not a bridge that goes out to this
I
area or something?
I don't know what it means.
Right
it's
in
by those falls. Maybe the falls cut them off.
It
what are those falls?
It.
Well, but falls have to go over
fall.
What?
Yeah, that could be.
They go over something. That's land usually.
If one goes due south from Detroit, what is the first foreign country he will reach?
Canada.
Ohio.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's true also, yes.
I think that should count, actually.
I think so, too, yes.
It's more true.
Or Wyandotte.
Yes, Wyandotte. I mean, good heavens, yes.
Terra Incognita.
That's a town with a great chemistry.
They also have a very good community theater. We went down there once.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And
the
there.
Whole
yeah, right.
town is a big act.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the restaurant we went to wasn't so good.
Yeah.
What is the highest city in the United States?
Denver.
No, but the right state.
Boulder.
It's not Boulder.
The highest?
It's
Telluride.
Colorado Springs.
No.
Aspen.
Pikes Peak, Colorado.
No.
That's not
no,
a
Pikes
city.
Peak.
That's the top of the mountain.
I'm going to give you half for
Mount
this.
Albert.
I'm
Colorado.
Giving you half for
Mount
this.
Albert.
It's Leadville.
Leadville, yeah.
Leadville.
That must be on the way to Pikes Peak.
Leadville. No, it's not. Pikes Peak towers over
everything.
Colorado Springs.
Yeah, yes.
Right.
It's actually not the highest it doesn't point because Colorado, you have though. To go a long way. I remember when we went to Pikes Peak. Yes, you do. It took us almost
well, when
all
you walk,
day
it seems
Colorado
like a long
Springs
way. Yeah.
To get that.
You must
then
have
you
stop been walking.
At, no, we were in the car. And
you went in the back door?
No. Well, even then we didn't have to do that. But all the way up, and we stopped at a place called the North Pole and mm-hmm. at a Kiva.
Well, no wonder it
and
took
we
so
ate
long.
Buffalo
you went
burgers,
via the North Pole.
You know, and so
oh,
forth.
They got
good.
You to eat them?
Yeah.
Well, he had a coupon.
And he didn't drink
it. Right.
Yes, that's right. And they're very good. You can't get them here.
It's a good
all
thing.
Right.
Yeah, really. Mm.
Excluding Alaska again.
Yeah.
What is the only United States state that does not have counties?
Louisiana.
Louisiana
right.
has parishes.
And parishes.
Right. What do they have in Alaska?
I don't know. Igloos?
we have a station in Alaska.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I know. KXMT.
They have islands.
KMXT? Is it KMXT?
Well, why should you remember their name?
That's right. Never mind.
They have flows.
KMXT, the producer says. Uh-huh. That's right. That's
they have
right.
flows. You see, and it comes together differently
they
every year.
They have nice
year.
Cups.
Oh, ice flows.
They do.
They have nice cups. I like
that.
They
have
cups.
Giant polar bears thing.
Yes, we've
KMXT
and
does?
Pineapples.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
lots of pineapples.
They convinced Ed that they grew pineapples.
You're never going to live that one.
Once a year, we raise that again.
You really go for that?
Yes,
believed it.
I believed it.
It's that warm Japanese current that comes through,
thing
right?
You've ever heard.
Anyway, we thank Mark Archer.
He's in the running.
From Detroit. He didn't stump the panel, but those were fun. And,
yes, they were.
Try again, Mark. We'll get your consolation prize.
Out to you right
and,
away. Excuse me. I'm.
Now we turn to our next set
first
of questions, I believe. Right?
No,
yes, yes. And this comes from the John Jackson. Of Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
All right.
And he doesn't say anything. No cute notes.
Hey.
Nothing at all. You know.
Just that's right what I like. Right, right in there.
Right, okay. He just wants serious his photograph.
He sure does. Okay. All right. Is there any relationship between the Goths and Gothic architecture?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Same
yes.
name.
Well, they
both
had
G-O-T-H.
Gothic was to slander a term of slander that was.
Yeah,
I'll accept that.
Of disdain, it was
I'll accept
figured
that.
Out.
He says no, right?
Yes, he
okay.
says no. But
yes, of course, no. Of course
you have to.
And the same with Gothic
what a
novels.
Philistine.
They were
sure.
ugly novels.
Right, mm-hmm. very ugly.
You know.
No, I mean, if you want to argue that Gothic or the Goths were a Germanic people, and
mm-hmm.
that Gothic architecture is also a Germanic influence kind of architecture,
which I could.
Of course, there's a connection.
Yes.
So the question's wrong.
Right.
Well, the question's right. The answer
answer's
is
wrong.
That's right.
Our answer was correct.
That's right. Is there any
do we
part
get double for that?
I think
just
we should.
A pad.
Yeah.
Why, in fact, was it called Gothic?
In disdain, in contempt.
That's right.
That's
it was. It was as bad as the Vandals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So
I didn't know that.
See? Oh, it's those Renaissance people.
It's those snotty Renaissance types.
The same people who brought you the Dark Ages.
Yes.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Brought you.
Yes. Exactly.
Wonder why Dr. Brown never told us that.
I don't know.
I bet he didn't know.
She.
Is there any part of the USSR in the Southern Hemisphere?
Well, I see Afghanistan's
obviously,
in the north.
Yeah.
the Southern Hemisphere.
It's not official yet,
in the Southern. That would be below the equator.
Yes.
I'm trying to operationalize
no,
here.
No,
it couldn't possibly be.
That's correct. The answer is no. That's right. Mm-hmm. Is Israel in the Northern or Southern Hemisphere?
Northern.
That's right. That's right.
The equator.
Oh, it has
way
to
below.
Yeah,
that.
It's way below.
Way below.
Sure.
Right.
It goes
Let's
through.
Let's get to the serious.
It's hot there all the time.
Well, it's
what is
politically.
A Hundertkarten?
That's 100 cartons.
That's
no.
what you go
that's
to after
gross.
Kindergarten.
Hundertkarten.
Hundertkarten.
Carton.
Yes.
Well,
with a K.
It's German. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Hunder. H U N D. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You grow dogs in it.
Well,
it's a kennel.
You're zeroing in.
It's a dog training school.
It's a dog.
It's
sled.
An Arthur Murray
a dog,
dog dancing school.
No,
if you take dog training and just drop one syllable,
dog training.
Train.
A dog train?
No, but it involves dogs and trains. A Hundertkarten.
Okay, it's a steam locomotive that
carries
dogs.
I'm going to give
dog
you half
cart.
For this.
What is it?
It's a ticket for a dog to ride in a German train.
Oh, carton ticket.
Carton. Tickets.
Oh, right, a dog ticket.
Yes,
I thought it was carton, something the police God. Gave you when your dog got loose.
That's the most ridiculous
a dog
question
ticket. Is
I've
that like
heard.
Traveling third class
as,
or something?
As we ponder this, let's take a little break.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from March 1986. Matt Mayo and the current panel of professors will return later this summer with more brand new episodes of Ask the Professor. So send your questions today to atp@udmercy.edu.
All right, we're back with our questions from
you are really
John Jackson of Detroit, Michigan, and he now wants to know.
He's got a lot of nerve, doesn't he? Not you, Ed.
What
Wallace.
Is a perfect number?
It's well, one that wins at the roulette table.
Well, the lotto?
That's a perfect number. Or one that wins
won
at lotto.
New beginning.
One
no
that
end.
Is can be divided by in all other numbers simultaneously and at the same time.
It's a hollow number.
It's two.
No.
Is there actually a, there's a definition. And where is Mary Jo when we
that's
need her?
Right.
Where's
right.
our alternating
because
panelist?
She would know.
Is there a definition for this, or can we give examples?
Hold on that question until Mary Jo comes.
You
and
don't
we
know
ask her and we can win.
What
no.
examples
there
are
there? Several of these perfect
it's three
numbers,
because
right?
of the number symbolism involved.
Thank you, St. Augustine.
The Trinity.
Yes.
No, it's nine because it's three times three.
No.
Well, you're getting there. A perfect number is a number equal to the sum of all its factors.
Right.
Whatever
nine.
They are.
Well, that would
well, three times three is nine.
Mm-hmm. Times
that's
three
not
is
true.
Nine.
three times three is 27.
That's right, George.
You stay with history or with religion.
No, we don't claim him. We use statistics and history,
right.
too.
Should have stopped.
He can stay in religious studies.
Or with ethics
divided
or something.
By three.
Isn't that pitiful?
Yeah,
it's not
is.
Very good. I was believing
strange
him, though.
Things in Texas, don't they?
Well,
strange
that's how they make money.
It's inflation.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what
you got to have a
think
fudge
big.
Factor.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What is the origin of the word Quonset, as in Quonset Hut?
Well,
it's the name of a town.
That's right.
In
these
Alaska.
Little, these
no,
little
in,
cans were first made in,
yes,
in Quonset.
Quonset, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Right. I knew it was Rhode either Island. Alaska or Rhode
yeah.
Island.
Right.
What Hollywood star
Isn't
was
that
called?
Don't be funny.
What Hollywood star was called the Iron Butterfly?
Margaret Thatcher.
Very good, but that's
which is
the
not.
Iron
Man's
Butterfly.
That's a group.
She
yeah.
sang.
The
she
Iron
she
Butterfly.
Sang interminably, in fact, in the 1930s. With a terribly reedy voice.
That must have been
some opera
mom.
Singer?
She thought she was. She
it wasn't
was the
Jeanette
1930s.
McDonald.
Catherine
oh,
Grayson.
God,
yes,
she
Jeanette McDonald.
Oh, really?
The Iron Butterfly.
Iron Butterfly?
Mm-hmm.
The leaden butterfly.
The rusty iron butterfly.
Right.
The leaden butterfly.
She was really terrible.
Yes.
And all those movies.
When
that's
I'm
right.
calling
when
you.
La 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 la.
And that wasn't her worst.
No. In Hamlet, who was Laertes?
He was
Polonius'
son.
Right. All right.
Yeah, but who
but,
was
yeah,
Polonius?
But who, yeah, yeah, big deal.
That's
sure.
In the Mikado, who was Yum Yum?
Almost all of them.
Sure.
Sure.
I am shocked.
Who was Yum Yum?
She was a lifesaver.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'll accept
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I'll accept that. She is the heroine. That's right. All right. Well, we thank Mr. Jackson. He didn't stump the panel, but those were
a
fine.
Good try anyway. Though.
What was,
a
hard thing what was to his do. First name so he can make sure
John.
He hears it?
John.
Yes.
John
okay.
Jackson.
You
so
wouldn't
send in some
that.
More.
Wouldn't have remembered that first name, would you?
Try again.
A hard one.
Our next set of questions comes from Kevin O'Neill. Okay, it's down here.
Okay.
Kevin O'Neill of Windsor, Ontario. Canada.
To the south.
Yes.
He says, I have recently rediscovered your show on WNIC after last hearing you about 5 or 6 years ago, late on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. Please find enclosed a selection of 30 questions on a variety of topics, at least some of which I hope you really can't answer. He says, I really want one of your autographed photographs so I can see what you all look like.
Okay.
Being a former Reach for the Top player, oh, remember that show? Yes,
yeah.
It's a Canadian,
right.
Oh,
it's
Canadian.
It's a calisthenic show.
Yes.
I never heard
I
of it.
I enjoy your program very much. I am currently in my third year of study at the University of Windsor. My major is computer science,
uh-oh.
And I only wish my professors were as humorous as you people.
You should see
well,
us in class.
Oh, come on. I know some of those faculty members. You got some real jokes on your face.
Yeah,
that's
not what you meant.
I know. Should any of them be listening as you read this letter, may I go on record saying that they are all very good instructors.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you've said
it's
it.
Smart boy.
Have fun. All right. Here we go. Questions on Windsor and Essex County. George should be right up on these. Yes. Yes.
I know all the Pontiac dealers over there.
Yes. He's going to stump me.
Yeah.
Which four towns amalgamated in 1935 to form the city of Windsor?
Essex, Wessex, Sussex, Norsex, and Nussex.
No.
Willette.
No.
Not Willette.
Okay, Windsor was one.
Windsor was one.
South Windsor.
Southampton was one.
The other one is Other Windsor with the direction in it.
Windsor on the river.
East Windsor.
Okay. Wallace Windsor and East Windsor.
Now, where is North the Hiram Windsor. Walker Distillery in Windsor?
Amherstburg.
No, that's the other one.
This Camden.
Now, where's the train station?
In town.
Yeah, so what road is it on?
Willette.
Walker. It's on Walker Drive.
Walkerville.
Walkerville.
Right.
Okay, Walkerville. And Red Sail Village.
No, that's a restaurant.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
It's not a bad one.
No, it isn't.
It's a very good one.
Yeah.
They have great restaurants.
You got Walkerville.
It's not in your little ticket. But,
no coupon, but. No.
It's got Walkerville. You got Walkerville, Windsor, and East Windsor. And the fourth one.
Essex.
No.
No.
Something
Essex
you eat.
Still exists.
Oh,
something you eat.
Lobster.
No.
I always think of food when I think of Windsor.
It's something with two pieces of bread and...
Sandwich.
That's it.
All right.
So it was Sandwich, Walkerville, Windsor, and East Windsor.
That's right. Sometimes called Ford City.
Which was?
East Windsor.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the University of Windsor prior to 1963?
University of Windsor.
Assumption College.
That's right. That's right.
Ha, ha, ha. Look at that.
Yeah.
Right out of my... All right. I stored that one in my socks.
All right, well, what was it named after 1916, smart guy?
63.
Oh, 63. That I don't know.
Well, that's what threw me. I was...
What is the southernmost point in Canada?
What's that?
Point Pelee?
Point Pelee, yeah.
Well, I'll give you half for that. It's something called Middle Island, which is just south of Pelee.
Well, you want to get into islands or what? Come on
well,
now.
Well, I can't help it. It's still owned by Canada.
The southern point was Windsor because it's south of us, you know.
No, there's more to Canada below Windsor.
There is?
Yes, there really is. Take Highway 2 sometime.
Put it this way.
Go to Point Pelee sometime.
You can get below Windsor.
Yes. Yes.
Canada gets lower than that.
Yes. Yes, it does. For which mineral are the mines of Ojibwe famous?
Salt.
That's right. What town in Essex County?
Say that.
How would somebody know that?
This guy is Canadian lover.
I mean, pitiful.
Really. What town in Essex County is known as the tomato capital of Canada?
Leamington.
That's right. Yes. How did you know that?
Because there's a big
tomato.
Because
there's a big tomato there.
Tomato poster when you walk
when you go
the town.
To Point Pelee as you drive to the southernmost point in Canada.
Oh, I see.
You go right past this big tomato. It's also the sister city of Detroit.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
How's them tomatoes?
Really? What is the correct geographical name of Boblo Island?
Yeah, Amherstburg Island.
No.
I've never been there.
It's French.
I haven't either.
It's French.
Mm-hmm. It means white woods.
Bois de Blanc.
That's right.
That's probably how you got Boblo.
Yes. Those Wyandotters couldn't pronounce Bois de Blanc.
It's like Cajun.
Yes, that's right. And Livernois and all those wonderful French terms that are.
Wonderful French names.
Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Froude.
Mm-hmm. Froude.
Gethy.
Gothy Street.
Gothy. Yes.
Right? Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
We should explain to our international or other national listeners that Boblo Island in Detroit, in the Detroit River on the Canadian side of the river, south of Detroit,
right.
is an amusement park.
Yes.
A huge floating amusement park.
Right.
Bois de Blanc.
I've never been there.
Oh, dear, the next set of questions comes for the math professor on the panel.
Oh, really?
But it's also on computers. So John has a computer. George has worked the computers. Here you go.
I have a watch that has phone numbers on it.
That's good enough. What does the acronym ASCII stand for?
Well, could you spell that, please?
ASCII. Your ASCII
now
files.
Now you know that.
The access... I don't know what I'm asking.
American Standard Code for Information Interchange.
Oh, I had it all figured out.
Came in too fast with the answer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, I can't. American Society for Christian Infidels Incorporated.
That must be a heck of a file there.
Oh, wow. Okay. What does the acronym EBCDIC spelled EBCDIC, stand for.
Do these get easier or harder?
They kind of stay in that ballpark.
I don't know.
Okay. I have no idea.
Could you spell that again?
EBCDIC.
In this country, D-I-C. Though, you can't buy that over the counter.
No, you can't. No, only in Canada.
The FDA hasn't approved it.
It's extended binary coded decimal interchange code.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't know that. Okay. I think he's going to get his.
I buy these canned programs. So, really? You know,
how many bits
care.
In a byte?
200. And
no.
2,000.
It's less than 25.
Because it's 4 18 bits in a
or
dollar.
Something.
It's less 24. Than 18.
4.
9 bits in a byte.
6 bits.
2.
9 is very close.
8.
8.
I hadn't knew it had an 8 in it.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
What's a byte?
It's eight bits.
It's 8 bits. Come on.
Just told you.
Okay, what is the
You're
language...
You're not taking
notes. No,
I see the problem.
What is the language name COBOL an acronym for?
Computer Online...
COBOL.
Base.
COBOL.
Binary.
Nope.
We don't know.
Common Business Oriented Language.
Okay.
Okay. What is the language name
for cancer?
What is the language?
I'm going to get my COBOL treatments.
What is the language name BASIC an acronym for?
Business and
no. Beginner's All-Purpose Symbolic Instruction Code.
Code. Yeah, I'm getting the pattern here. Okay. Yes. Okay. Can you give us a sixth?
We're
of
losing
that?
This one fast.
Finally,
down the tubes.
Uh-huh. Yep.
WATFIV, WATFIV, is an adaptation of what commonly used scientific language? Now, this is the computer language you've all heard of, at least at one time.
Fortran.
That's right, Fortran. Very good.
Good, George.
Okay, we're through with computers now.
Good.
Now, this next section is what is called Things You Should Know About Canada.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, we already got Leamington as the tomato capital.
You know, the best restaurants are in Windsor.
All right. Are members of the Canadian Senate elected or appointed?
They're appointed.
Senate?
That's right.
The Senate, yeah.
They're appointed by the royal governor.
Right.
Well, they don't have a royal governor anymore. They've lost a lot.
Well, the Senate doesn't have much to do.
What is Canada's largest city?
Quebec.
No.
Toronto.
That's right.
Toronto. Greater Toronto.
Toronto the good. That's right.
The Toronto SMSA.
Yes.
Yes.
What city was the birthplace of the telephone?
Toronto.
Yes.
Ottawa. Was it in Ontario?
Niagara Falls.
It's Ontario. It's Brantford.
Brantford,
Ontario.
No
yes.
kidding.
Yes.
Isn't that fast?
Yes.
And any day now, they're going to get telephones.
Yeah, that's right. We have to stop at this point, but we'll be back with these questions from Mr. O'Neill on our next program, so hang in there. I'd like to thank the panel today, though. Professor Pickering, Professor Gravel, Professor Peace, Professor Klemanski.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed through the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Tom McParlin. Our technical director is Jim Muir. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next time, this is your host, Edwin DeWitt.
And I'm Michael Jason. We're back next week with another edition of Ask the Professor, so please plan to join us.